Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are back. We've watched Jersey. We've watched OC. We've watched Dallas. But Mary, you've had kind of a hard time trying to watch all your shows because you have some house guests.
I've had a rough day. Well, it all started with me waking up at 6 a.m. and was like, how did I even get home? Summer Mary had a
Indian had a, Summer Mary.
Indian Summer Mary came out last night. The weather in San Francisco has just been, it's so flipping hot. And it's like, how am I supposed to cool down but have a glass of Chardonnay, you know?
Did you put ice cubes in it?
Times 10.
Okay, so can you tell us what you did?
Well, okay, yesterday had a really big day because I went to the dentist and got a cavity filled. And I hate going to the dentist. They give me like they give me anti-anxiety pills to go. But I was like, well, I have to drive.
Do you use those after you're at the dentist too?
No. I'm a good girl. Okay. So anyways, they were like, we like literally had to make a plan. They're like, okay, so you're coming in for the cavity. We're going to give you nitrous to do it. And I was like, okay, great. So they give me the nitrous and I'd never had nitrous before. And I was like, fuck yeah, this feels like two glasses of wine. I love this feeling.
Pre-party.
It was. And they were like, you did so good. I was like, thank you. I'll come back anytime you want.
How long have you been going to this dentist? Like since you were a kid?
No. This is like a newer lady. And I've literally one appointment. I cried the entire time. It's seriously so embarrassing. I'm not a crier either. Like,
why do you cry? Why are you so scared?
I just get really nervous at the dentist because one time I was at a dentist and he slipped and he cut my lip and I had to get stitches. So, I mean, I have the right to be.
Right. Yeah, I get it. So you have PTSD every time you have to go to the dentist.
Literally. Okay. And so now they said for the teeth cleaning, they can give me the nitrous.
Yeah. This I was like, great. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Anytime. You like plan your night out. Then
I just kind of like, so I kind of just like got a buzz at the dentist. And then I was like, I want to keep this thing going. And so it was so hot. And I was like to my sister, I'm like, it's so hot. I can't be in the house. I need fresh air. And I was like, please go to dinner with me. I had to like beg her. And she's like, fine. And then we have a friend that lives like down the street and she was walking by the house and we pulled her in. And basically, so then we like literally were just walking down the street with wine because like in San Francisco, they just don't care. So we brought our own wine, walked to dinner.
You Kim Zolciak'd it.
I literally got invited. I sat next to this woman at the sushi bar with her kid and she invited me to her art show. Like I was just like out with the people making friends.
Right. Well, what else would you do on a Wednesday night?
Totally. Then we proceeded after dinner to go to three more bars. And let's just say this morning was not fun. I definitely got a text from some person that I gave my phone number to last night. I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I have no idea who this person is.
Oh no.
Okay, this is my new thing when I'm drunk too. I tell people my name's Mary Catherine. The text today. Hey, Mary Catherine, this is Sam, the guy you met at the Blackthorn last night. Just wanted to say hey, and it was a pleasure to meet you. Put my number in your phone and let me know when you might have some free time. To Mary. Meet for a drink or a bite. I hope you didn't have anything to do super early this morning. I ended up closing down the bar and sleeping till noon. I'm like, yeah, no, I was up at 6 a.m. teaching children.
Wait, this sounds promising.
Looked him up on Facebook. Nah.
Nah?
Clearly, I had the goggles on last night.
Oh, no. So he would have been a swipe left.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ugh. Day drinking drinking during the week is like so rough.
Like literally dying today.
I can only imagine.
I actually sometimes I think I'm a better teacher because I'm really silly.
Oh, see, I think I'd be like, we're playing heads up 7 up for 8 hours.
That's more work.
Oh, really? Or like it's movie or it's movie day.
Yeah, I just got them. We stuck to the normal routine.
Wow. Gosh, I can't wait for these kids to be the next president of the United States.
They thought I was silly today because I was just like, I call it like being like pinchy or punchy.
Punchy.
And I get like hungover and I like am punchy and like silly. I mean, I was singing Christmas carols.
It's not even Halloween.
I know.
Are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
I am. So I'm going to be Cruella de Vil, and I got like 7 teachers to be my Dalmatians.
Ooh, are you going to dress?
Bitches.
Are you going to dress like Kris Jenner?
Yeah. So good. Yes. Oh, I kind of like the blonde.
I'm kind of into it. I think she's single white female in Kim, but like, I kind of love it because she just is like, does not give a fuck.
No, I think good for her. Is she trying to get Corey back, do you think?
I heard that they were together.
Oh, Oh, okay.
So today, Caitlyn Jenner was at my work.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it was, but yeah. And I just heard, I did not personally see her. And I was like, well, how'd she look? It. I was like, how'd she look? And everyone said, not her best. Not her best, which is good. I don't like Caitlyn.
Yeah, she's mean girl.
Yeah, she's like, she's not even Regina George. She's just mean.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? Oh, wait. So tell us who's at your house now.
Oh, God. Okay. And then, Jesus, it's like, I can't win. Then my parents are remodeling their kitchen. And so they're getting the hardwood floors done right now. So that's like a 3-day process. So they stayed in a hotel last night. And then now they're with me. I'm like, oh my God, Mom, please don't listen to anything I'm saying. You'll be horrified.
Yeah. So just if the sound's off, it's because we had to kind of reconfigure our location.
I'm not in my normal spot. Yes.
And just, you know what? Also, guys, I'd like to say this.
Speaking
of volume issues that we know we have. Okay. Have you guys heard of like the Confucius? Like if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Now, obviously we do not follow that, but do as we say and not as we do. Because what have we said about reviews? 5 stars only.
We know who you are, that you gave us a 2-star.
We
and
know.
Like, hello, I have a full-time job. I'm a teacher.
You think I know how to work volume on something? You are lucky we can even put music. You are lucky that we even get through this. How dare you give us 2 stars?
Wait, I'm trying to find it so I can actually read it. Like,
no, why are we? We're not reading a 2-star review.
Oh, okay. Let's read one of the 5 stars.
Yeah, but while we're here, we will encourage the 5-star reviews. So basically, what we're saying is, unless it's 5 stars, nothing. Do not write us. You want to tell something about the volume? DM us. We're probably not going to answer. Because there's literally nothing we can do. Mary has a higher voice when she yells, louder than mine. I don't know what to do about it. Okay? We can only regulate so much. But those of you that have given us 5 stars, you get to be rewarded today.
Yes, like Haley from the Dow.
Maybe Dallas? Haley, where are you from?
Oh, that must be. Yeah, that makes sense. The goat of snark. No joke. 5 stars, obviously. Duh.
Obviously. No, that's all we read. Joke. Okay, go ahead.
No joke. I've decided not to call in sick, knowing that TJG. I can't say it. Had a new podcast out. They are a riot and have great storytelling abilities.
Thank
you. Their tangents are hilarious and their knowledge is vast. My interest in all shows Bravo have increased thanks to Courtney and Mary. Finally, an outlet for my guilty pleasure TV. It's like hearing a conversation of your best girlfriends. Judgy but relatable. The perfect combination. Thank you. Thank you so much, Haley.
Haley,
can I like spell it?
Haley, 5 stars.
Haylee.
Yeah. Haley, I feel like we would be friends. And 5 stars for you. Okay. I'm going to read one. And I don't know if we've read, I can't remember what we've read and what we haven't, but I just like this one. Have we read Jess K28? 5 stars, obviously. The best. Mary and Courtney are hilarious. It's like listening to people talk about only things I care about. Bravo celebrities and other reality TV ramblings. Also, their ADD is amazing and their tangents are hilarious and only add to their charm. The best part is that every time they do their land and dolphin impression, my dog literally runs out of the room. Where else can you get that kind of entertainment? Nowhere is the answer. Jess K28, 5 stars for you.
Thank you. Yeah. And yeah, like Courtney said, if you're going to give us 2 stars, don't even bother.
Yeah. We know who you are. We know.
Okay. Moving on. Other news this week. Did you watch the Watch What Happens Live with Kelly Dodd?
So I didn't. I recorded it. I haven't fully watched it, but I did watch some clips. Did you watch the clips too?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, she calls out Megan saying that she was the mistress.
I know. I kind of loved that.
It's like we call her Kelly God for a reason because she she is heaven sent.
Totally.
She is heaven sent. And then she also calls her boring too. And so then the biggest reveal, though, I think, I mean, the mistress thing, I feel like we all could have kind of figured that out because there were rumors that Andy was trying to get Jimmy on the show with the wife before Megan.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest news, I think, is the Heather DeBro scandal.
Yes. So Megan says that Kelly says that the girls yelling on the bus in Ireland was because
Terry killed someone on the operating table. Not that he had an affair. And I was like, there's too many crossovers happening. No, that's Mark.
Right.
In Dallas.
Right. I mean, he's a doctor. Like, of course there's going to be, like, some situations like that, right?
I agree. I think it happens. I mean, whatever. If I were Heather, I'd be, like, going with the affair rumors for sure.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yep, it was definitely an affair, but it's okay. We're good now.
Yeah.
So, okay. But moving on from that. So there's this cool place in LA now. And I went to dinner next door. And I'm like, what the hell is this place, Poppy? It looks super cool. It took over STK. So now it's like right on La Cienega, right in a great spot. And so my friend and I looked it up the other day. They're only open to the public on Thursday nights. Well.
What does that even mean?
Like, I can only go on Thursday nights. If they let me in, if I decide to wear more than just my muumuus and my 600-pound life jackets. Mm. But anyways, Kourtney Kardashian, like Drake had his birthday party there on Tuesday, though. And then Kourtney Kardashian had the opening of her new line, Pretty Little Thing, that was there last night.
That's the hot spot.
And so it's the hot spot. But also, Kourtney Kardashian might be the hottest Kardashian. Her body is...
Her body...
Like, if you go on to their Instagram at Pretty Little Thing, it is, like, she's perfect. Do you think it's that vegan lifestyle she's living?
But she, like, cheats all the time.
You think so?
No, I think she's just gluten and dairy free.
Oh, my God. That's so hard.
I could never.
I could never. Like, literally the amount of dairy I ate today is out of control.
What did I eat today?
You had to have had something greasy.
No, I told you I don't like that when I'm hungover. I want fresh stuff. Oh, what did weird. I have?
Do you bring a lunch to work?
I have to. I only have 40 minutes.
Oh.
And like where my school is, it's like not convenient.
You can't Postmates it.
I guess I could. I just don't have time. I like need to like eat in the 40 minutes because then I'm just eating in front of them and I feel awkward doing that.
I get it. Okay. Sorry.
Wait. One time, my friend and I were hungover, and like we went down to In-N-Out and brought it back because like we didn't have time to eat it, and we.
Oh no!
So we like ate it in the class, and this kid, he's like a bigger boy. he like comes into the class.
What's his name? Fat Shannon.
And he was like, you got In-N-Out. I can't believe you didn't get us. This is so mean. You guys are the meanest teachers eating it in front of us. I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like, am I doing something wrong? Is this weird? Like, I felt bad about it.
Eh, whatever.
But I enjoyed my milkshake.
And you know what? And you put him on timeout and made him run 5 laps. Because it's 60 minutes of play a day. Thank you, yeah. Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Did you see what Sonia did this week?
No, I just kind of read this. It's kind of hilarious.
Okay, so I guess she was having like...
So Sonia.
She was having a party and ended up inviting like 1,000 people to her house, like unwanted, obviously, and then had to like disinvite all of them. And she's like, blame it on the paperless post!
Oh my God, freaking Sonia. Freaking love her.
Sonia. But like, and it's about Tom that now like Martha Stewart went to go look at her old apartment and that's where Tommy's cookies are staying right now.
Right.
What? Like, is that where Louie?
Yeah, and I was heard that they're the like having some like weird arguments.
I wasn't there, I don't know. Yeah. But I assume Martha put him in his place. What do you think?
Martha.
Do you think Tom's at the Regency right now?
I hope. 12:20, yeah. Perfect hour for him.
This is like, I feel like the Regency
is like, you don't go there till like 11. It's that kind of bar.
The Regency is the last call bar.
Yes, totally.
Like, you go out for the night, and then around like 12:30, you like kind of roll. Well, New York laws are different, right? You can be out till like 4 or 5.
Totally.
Okay. So
like, that's my Balboa.
They're open till 4 or 5?
No, they close at 2, but like, you go there at midnight.
Oh, that's your last call. Yeah. So he like just kind of strolls in there, and then finds whatever little lady he can, and then takes her up to room 69. That's what I think he does.
I agree.
Okay. I agree. And in big news, we got another Bravo Celebrity follower.
Ah, we got Margaret, the powerhouse in pink toes.
Guys, loving. I can't believe I was so unsure of her because I love her.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Like, so I
I need more like Margaret Senior. I need more Margaret Junior.
Margaret Senior was fantastic.
They like have this like weird accent. Like the way they talk is so like exaggerated. Like, you almost think that there's like a lisp happening or something.
Also, I thought it was.
Go ahead.
I also thought it was interesting that her husband's also named Joe.
Well, that you can only have the name Joe or like Mario.
Totally. But I mean, so they literally have Joe Gorga, Joe Dudice, and Joe Joseph. Isn't her name Margaret Joseph?
Oh my god, is his name Joe Joseph?
Oh, maybe that's like... Does she have kids?
I think she does.
Okay.
I think she has kids.
I was trying to figure that out.
I don't know. If anybody can look into it for us, we could probably just ask her.
Great, she did DM us.
Okay.
I hopped on that Facebook Live with her. And I kind of dug that, and we should do one.
Yes, I think we're gonna do that for the holidays.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so that way we can talk with everybody and we can like discuss some episodes. I think it'd be good.
Okay.
Okay, guys, I'm so sorry. We had some technical difficulties last night, but like thanks Saint Andy that we freaking did, because and we're coming to you today. It's Friday, we're coming to you, but like big news.
Friday, October 27th, which is interesting.
The day that lives in infamy.
Because Ryan Culberson, Brianna's husband, told us that the reunion was filming October 27th. Mm-hmm. And today, the story hit. Beatty Bedore and Shannon are no more. They are officially separated.
It's so hard to say goodbye. To yesterday. Guys, this is huge. We've been waiting for this. Like, Teresa's mom was looking down on us. Like, thank you for not letting our recording happen yesterday. Because, shit, man, this is, like, breaking news.
This is breaking news.
I am so happy. And Beatty Bedore
is gone.
Shannon dropped 175 pounds just like that. She's looking better already. This is just, next season is going to be lit.
Well, we have single Kelly and single Shannon, and they live in like the same neighborhood. Okay.
She's going to whoop it up with Vicky. Tamara's getting off the show.
I'm so excited.
Bring back Gina Keough.
Yes, yes. But no, I also read this article. Okay. It's like, we always said it was fishy how they moved and mm-hmm. how they sold that house. And it's like, Beatty Bedore is a smart man. Mm-hmm. He has been planning this for a while.
He's liquidating his assets.
Yes, completely. Mm-hmm. Completely. Because mm-hmm. they don't own that new house.
Nope. He's been looking for a way out since he was fucking the mistress.
Yes. I mean, I guess who do you God
think
bless
bit
her.
Who do you think bit the bullet? Who did it?
I think he couldn't take it anymore.
You think he was like, we got to stop.
Well, I did some research.
Okay.
They were all together at the USC game October 14th. That's her last.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. So, I mean, I think he, like, I mean, there's probably been so many.
But didn't the People article say that they've been separated for a month?
Yeah, but I mean, on social media.
That's true. Maybe it was an old game.
Maybe they're, Maybe they were co-parenting.
So I wonder then, it obviously came out during the reunion, right? Like, it was very calculated because she knew after we taped the reunion, Vicky's going to open her big mouth and say something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's calculated to be released with the reunion day taping. Do you think people were supportive? Like, was Vicky supportive, or was she? Did she, like, go low?
I think everyone is super excited, and I think this could revamp the cast because Shannon, like, has nothing more to complain about. Like, I think she was so horrified with herself this season and watching it back, and I think she could really come up. I'm willing to watch another season of OC because of this.
I mean, like, I'm back in.
I'm totally back in. I also just, she's got to lose about 20 more pounds.
But listen, I like fat Shannon. Not depressed Shannon. Like, I don't like depressed Dave around David Shannon, but, like, fat Shannon is fun. Like, trying, like, her just trying to zip up a suit that's not an extra large, it's a medium, she can't get in it. Like, I could watch that. Her trying to hike, like, she's entertaining when she's not around David.
Yeah, no, agreed, agreed. And she needed that break.
She needed that. So, is David having an affair? Like, was he having an affair? What if she discovered another affair? Your theory?
Okay, this is my theory. Okay. I think Beauty Bador is hanging out at Mastro's,
yeah.
Yeah, the steakhouse, and, like, hooking up with girls. I just feel like he's on, like, a sexual bandit, like, because he probably hasn't been laid in a while. And I also think, I wouldn't be surprised
mm-hmm.
if he accidentally, like, hooked up with a transvestite, like, not knowing. Like, kind of like a Kendra Wilkinson's basket mm-hmm. situation. Like, I don't know.
Hashtag oops, that's a dick.
Yes. Like, I could just see it, like, this some weird scandal coming out.
Uh-huh. I'm into it.
I don't know.
I'm into it. Do you think that David's somebody that would, like, hire escorts, or do you think he can get it on his own?
No, I think...
Like, for secrecy purpose, right?
Well, okay. I can see two things. Okay. I can see him with Tom at the Regency and just hooking up with, like, blacked mm-hmm. out girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also see him, like, really wanting to be, like, in the power role. So, like... Definitely mm-hmm. hiring escorts and, like, being into bondage.
Do you think that the mistress, the old mistress, is like, I'm back in the game?
They're totally hooking up.
You think so?
I think he's on a sex, like, just rampage.
Like, sabbatical. Like, he's just, like, fucking
he's
anything.
Like, back in the game. Back in the game.
And he's only hooking up with skinny people. No. Like, well, you know, because, yeah. I mean, he wouldn't even touch his wife.
I mean, yeah, he's going to, I mean, he was already, yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm excited for both of them.
He is 100% going to have a girlfriend before,
before
she
Shannon
ever dates
loses
someone.
20 pounds. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I think he's already got a girlfriend and a mistress and, like, he's engaged. And it Shannon's like, God damn it. I just want my Z pizza and a family. But you know what? Shannon's a catch.
Oh, I feel like Jeff Lewis is going to be able, like, kind of be her matchmaker. Wouldn't?
Yes.
There's a spinoff show.
There's a spinoff show. Is like single Shannon shaking it with Shannon.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. And Jeff Lewis is her matchmaker.
Yes. Bravo. Kind of like
he's up. He's like a Patty Stanger.
Yeah, but not Patty Stanger because she's the worst and zero success rate.
No, but like that.
Yeah, you know. I get it. Millionaire matchmaker. But with Shannon.
Yeah.
I did laugh because we posted a photo and somebody said today, oh my God, it was my favorite comment that I read. And they said, do you think that the silver spoon was included in the prenup? I was like, bravo.
That's a slip clap moment.
You guys are just like, you guys are funnier than we are. Like, I crack up reading comments. Like, I was dying, but
I also feel like people were really positive. Like, they're just like, yes, like, she's going to get her groove back.
Yeah. And how Shannon got her groove back. That's the name of the spinoff.
Have you not hired us yet?
I mean, we're way better than those Daily Dish producers.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing is like, I don't actually want to interview any of the housewives. I'm too scared of what they would think of after what we say.
I don't think they would like us.
But
Are we like Kathy Griffin?
Oh my God. I was thinking about shaving my head too. Just
kidding. Actually, I think Bravo Andy. He's taking over her New Year's gig. So
Bravo Andy shaded her today. Somebody from TMZ asked him about Kathy Griffin, and he like Mariah Carey'd her. He's like, I don't know her.
Oh my God.
Like, Andy, you employed her for like 10 years. My Life on the D-Listed. That was like one of the shows that made Bravo what it was.
Very true. Oh, and remember her husband was like stealing money from her?
Yeah, he like embezzled all this money. Ugh. He was like a fat fuck.
Poor Kathy. She's sober though. I don't like that.
Yeah. Her mom's great though. Maggie.
Oh, Maggie. She likes to throw Maggie's like you back.
Maggie's like you right now. Glass in hand. Ready to go.
I never drink Sauvignon Blanc, but it's been so hot here. I don't feel like my buttery shard.
Did you put an ice cube in it? I can't see it.
I didn't need one today.
Wow. Okay. You chilled it before.
Yes.
You were prepped. Okay. So moving on from that breaking news, which is like so exciting.
Yes.
Should we just get through OC since we're talking about it?
Womp, womp. We go to Iceland.
Yeah.
Shannon can't fit into jackets.
I mean, now I like look at everything as like a glass half full sort of deal. Because next season, like I'm just ready for next season. I'm ready. Like, okay. So then I had this theory. And I was like, this is a bad theory because I don't want this to happen. But but Kelly's like, I'm going to get back at Shannon. I'm going to go fuck David Bedore.
No.
I'm going to take David Bedore to the Quiet Woman for dinner.
Oh.
I'm going to have sex with him. And then I'm going to own Shannon.
No. Kelly would 100%. She like, he's slimy. Like, he literally, like, I feel like if I, like, was in the
like,
same
maybe
room
he
with him,
has a thyroid problem with his eyes.
No, his pupils are too small. That's the problem. Oh, but yes. Also, like, I feel like you would, like, walk past him and, like, instantly get the goosebumps.
Like, the heebie-jeebies.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the shivers.
Yeah, like, just like a, like, you're like, there's a bad presence around here.
Totally.
And he's like, I'm just looking for the chips and salsa, dear.
You're like, oh, there's no chips and salsa here. The Tostitos are gone.
So and good. Shannon's like, but do you want some buttermilk? I'm like super excited. Like what's worrisome is because we also didn't discuss that Tinsley and Scott broke up. Tito's, there's gonna be a shortage of Tito's starting this week. Like, if you guys are fans of Tito's, get it now because between the coasts, it's gone between Shannon and Tinsley.
Shannon, Tinsley, and Kelly God also. I think she's fond
of
vodka.
Kelly God would throw a few back.
I feel like she's also a tequila girl.
Oh, yeah. Tequila Kelly.
Yeah, and she whoops it up with Vicky and the tequila.
Like,
Vicky likes the fireball, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's
Vicky
like,
loves
a fireball shot. I'm like, you must have, like, okay, speaking of that.
Yes.
How her and Kelly, like, you know, basically go off camera and they go to a high school reunion.
With Frederick. Uh-huh.
With Frederick. Someone hooked up with Frederick. But
Vicky had to have.
But I'm like, how – Vicky was out – you know, Tamara's like, she's out till like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, how do you look that fresh? You're like 55 years old. I'm like, do you think they bring doctors and like get the banana boat bags? Like, how
no,
do
they
I
have
feel
just
that
like,
fresh
they,
the
well,
next
obviously,
day?
Obviously, Vicky didn't. Because we're still wondering if she died from a potential heart attack because we ended on a to be continued. Like, we don't know what happened because there's nothing in real time to tell us if Vicky is still alive.
I 100% think that she had heartburn and anxiety.
No, I think she was for sure having a panic attack and she was dehydrated. Somebody said that there's an altitude, like there's high altitude in Iceland.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like when we go to Sundance this year, you're going to understand that.
Mm,
You'll feel it. But I think they like, okay, so this is what I think. There's a love story, right? Frederick was across the room. He sees Vicky. And her chin, and he's like, "Whoever called you Miss Piggy is wrong. Here, have some fermented shark." And they just
have some whale.
Yeah, their eyes just like lock from across the room, and she just like twirls into his arm, eats the fermented shark. He dips her, goes in for a kiss, and it was like love.
And it's all history.
Yeah, and then she slept over in his hotel room.
So you think that she cheated on Steve Lodge?
I think. Something's not right with this relationship. Like, she first off, she's holding on to Steve because she has nobody else, right? She's got Brianna.
Well, I think she's holding on to Steve because, like, Steve's something you should hold on to, but she's just like,
but she's not into it. She wants Girth Brooks back.
I know.
But this gives me hope that the three of them together, like, I'm telling you, here's my cast for next season.
Maybe Vicky will get rid of Steve Lodge and that just, like, the whole cast is, like, single.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna be like New York. That's what I'm saying. Is it's gonna be, it's Vicky, Shannon, and Kelly, right? Tamara's gone. Lydia's for sure gone. Gina comes back.
Okay.
I want Gina back. And then we bring one of Shannon's USC friends on.
Now, and so you're done with Peggy.
Peggy can stay if she wants. If it's that group, that's okay. She's like,
I want to stay.
She's like, I'm not even married to Dico.
I know. We still question that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been together for 22 years. Yes. We're not sure if they have a marriage certificate.
So I think, yeah, Peggy can stay if Tamara just has to go. Tamara, Lydia, and Megan are out. Megan, go to St. Louis, start the franchise there.
We already talked about that 1,000 times.
Like, yeah, so it's like,
Go pee on a glacier and talk about global warming and start a new franchise in St. Louis with Baseball Wives.
Yeah, Wags. Wags St. Louis.
Wags St. Louis in fancy close.
Yeah, I'm into it. I think we've got something going there. How do you feel about that cast lineup?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Guys, if you have a different cast lineup, DM us what your perfect cast lineup would be for next season. But it's obvious that people have gotten, they are confirmed now for next season. Like, I think Tamara's now the weak link. Tamara's probably pissed.
Did you see Tamara? Probably not, because I follow her on my personal page since she blocked us. But she literally posted this video about her. She's like, I'm driving the reunion. I have to poo. So I'm stopping off at Denny's. It's like, that's disgusting.
Also, Tamara, nobody cares. Like, you're gross. You have no storyline. Just like, I would run with the gay storyline so I had something to talk about this season.
You know what? You know what we can do to Tamara? We can erase her just like Sydney did.
Oh, Mary, you are a little feisty on this Friday night, and I am loving it. This is great. But yeah, Tamara can be erased because okay. Vicky is the OG and she has to stay. I think you get rid of Vicky and that breaks up the entire franchise across the board.
Yeah. Well, if like they were going to, well, we can bring on Brianna. And then we still get Vicky.
Right. But if you get rid of Megan, you can't bring Brianna on. She's too young.
Yeah.
She's too young. We need them menopausal.
Right. Right.
Okay. So let's discuss the group text incident.
Yeah. And then I'm like done because I think this was like a wash episode.
Well, okay. First off, did we discuss this last week? Would you go to Iceland? It's like the hot spot, you know, right now.
After watching this, no. Right. I'm just not a mountain girl. Like, if I'm going on vacation, put me by a beach.
Right. I want a drink with an umbrella in it.
Yes.
I also think that
people deserve me all the time, all day long.
Yeah. I think Iceland would actually be, like, pretty cool. But the fact that so many of my friends have gone and I've seen all the Snapchats and, like, you know, the screenshots and, you know, photos. Like, I feel like
you've lived it. You've lived it.
Because I think there's, you know, I think there's a certain amount of places that you go. Everybody goes to the same spot. So I'm like, wow, it's beautiful. I don't need to be there.
Yeah. That glacier didn't even look pretty to me. I didn't get it. I was like, what? I'm like, yeah. And then they were staying in the meadows and the woods. And
they were in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, Lydia, what are we going to write about in Nobleman?
Right. Like, are they going to go to the Blue Lagoon? I presume.
Yeah. Next
week, maybe? But I haven't seen anything of that.
Well, right. Because we ended on 2B continue. We can't show that Vicky's living next week.
Right.
But they have to go to the Blue Lagoon because the stops are that waterfall.
Yeah.
And
we already did it.
Yeah. We've already done that. Is a glacier part of it? I don't know. Are they going to see the northern lights? Not from that meadow.
Yeah. So we did the trip.
Yeah. Okay. But let's go back to the group text.
Yeah. Do you think Lydia was purposely left off?
Yes.
Oh. See, I didn't.
I think that I think this is what happened, right? And she was accidentally left off, but I think Tamara realized right away that, like, oh shit, I didn't put her on it. And then she's like, whatever. Like, I think she just was like, eh, whatever, not a big deal.
Sometimes I forget about people, though. Like, yeah. And they're like my really good friends.
Yeah. Or like, you'll like look at a group text and like 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm like, there should be somebody else on this, but I don't know who. And I'm like, eh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I also just don't think. One, what, just, how did they not have a group text before?
Right. And why do they keep on pretending like Lydia is like the host of this trip? Why did they do this?
Because she is. She's writing an article for Nobleband about all of Iceland.
Okay.
All of it.
I just don't like that whole like pretend like
I agree.
We're going to go on a trip.
All
it's
we
like,
need to say
Bravo,
is,
come on.
All we need to say is, hey, cast trip coming up. We're going here this time.
Right. And you've made this point before. We need them all in one house.
Yeah.
The different rooms.
It
is
doesn't
not good.
Work. Like, no. God, New York does it so well. And you know yeah. what? New York is actually very good about the trips kind of being organic. Like Bethany's yes. like was the tequila one. She goes, yeah, but the tequila. And Ramona was like, the tequila one's one day. I'm going for the rest of it because she knew it's a cast right. trip. I get to be on that.
Right.
I just think that Lydia throwing those menus and like her hair in like a little braid, like she looked like a 12-year-old like having a temper tantrum.
She was like the girl from Frozen, like with the.
I've never watched that.
Oh, let it go, let it go.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
Okay. But. I actually really like Lydia's hair in general, just as a generalization.
Oh, yeah. No, her hair is beautiful, unlike her.
Yeah. She's just got too small of a face.
She like have you ever seen, like, was it, like, Zootopia?
No.
Not Zootopia. Madagascar. And there's, okay. like, the little raccoon animals that, like, yes. with big eyes. Like, that's Lydia.
You're correct. Oh, okay. You know what? We got a side-by-side for tomorrow.
We have a side-by-side. Like, I'm not to be mean. It's just, like, she's just not. No.
No, and no one even cared when she walked to the bathroom and cried.
Like, Peggy was like, I guess I'll be the one since I'm on the end.
Right, right.
And I just, and then, I'm like, if Vicky tells you you're overreacting, like, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but I didn't even, I think she just like knows she doesn't fit in. I think she thought she was going to be able to like hold her own and nobody really respects her. So nobody really cares if like they're
well,
friends.
They're all kind of, they're like paired off, right? So you've got Tamara and Shannon, you've got
Kelly and Vicky.
And then like Peggy, Megan and Lydia, like Lydia and Megan should be better friends because they're closer to the same age. Like I think Lydia is only like 36.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, like, they should get along, but it's weird that
but
they don't.
But they can't because Megan and her hormones from breastfeeding, why don't you get them?
And she's like, oh, my God, you know how this would be so much better if I could have a hug for my baby. And then she, like, snaps. She's like, Bridget, could you bring the baby so I can have a kiss? And then you take the baby away because I have to go hike a waterfall. I was like laughing because her and Jim's messages to each other on their anniversary. I was like, Megan, we know you run Jim's Instagram account.
Oh, okay. That he claimed that they were set up on a blind date. And then she was like, no, Jim.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
We were not on a blind date. I was like, what is
you hunted? Why? You hunted me down for my phone number. I'm like, Megan, you have created a little story between the two of you.
But also, like, Megan, why did you could have done better?
Could she have, though?
I think so.
He's rich as fuck.
She kind of reminds me of, like, Erin Andrews.
Okay. Good one.
I don't know.
Well, Erin Andrews did better because she married a hockey player who got arrested for coke. But, like, whatever. And all I think about when
Erin Andrews also, like, that Peeping Tom incident. Like, oh, yeah, that I sucks. Want that to happen to me.
So you can make the money?
She got like $500 million. She got a ton of money. I mean, maybe I don't want that to happen to me.
Like you, if it were going to happen, you want it to be like the movie Click, where you don't actually have to be part of the incident, just fast forwards, and then you're just getting the money.
Okay, yeah, I want that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. whatever. But okay. So do you think, so obviously Vicky's playing this up, correct?
Oh my God. But it's like, Vicky, she's exhausted the storylines. It's like, don't bring up the, like, don't, you should never be sick on film because you faked cancer. Okay.
Well, not only that, but like,
cancer scam.
Glamis, you had the neck brace for 17 weeks. It's like, she's like, will somebody just bring me a goddamn casserole? As soon as she gets her casserole, I think she'll stop baking these things, maybe.
I pray. We should have asked Brianna for the location of the reunion today and sent her a casserole from Two Judgy Girls.
Why didn't we Mary?
Mary. Not every day can be a winner.
It's totally true. Shit, that would have been such a good idea. Okay,
I think there's a way we can get her. Oh, we'll just send it to Kodo Insurance.
Mary, you are molding the minds tonight of America. And
I'm thinking
you need
tonight
another glass of wine, because that's obviously how the idea come about.
I've already had two. I can have three.
It's only seven.
Oh, I know. That's why I've only had two.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just making sure. I might open a bottle of Whispering Angel later. Yeah. A little rosé on my Friday.
Speaking of pink, I'm going to transition into the sparkly food event of Dallas.
That was so smooth. What a segue. Can we discuss Cameron and her freaking dog food? Like, she's literally killing dogs.
Okay, you guys, we found the dog food on Amazon, and we'd like to read a couple reviews for you, because the problem with the dog food, like I said 2 weeks ago, did I not predict this? I said, I would be nervous to give my dog food coloring. Mm-hmm. And they were obviously having a problem with the dog food because it came out red. Yes. That was like the big problem. But let's go up and enjoy these reviews for a minute.
Okay, one star. No, just no. That's it.
Hold on, I gotta get to it.
Okay, I have another one. One star. This is a freaking joke, right? Dogs are 99% the same DNA as a wolf. They are made to eat raw diet of meat. This is borderline animal abuse, feeding your dog kibble, let alone pink kibble. Would you let your human child survive their whole lives on popcorn or cereal? To be honest, I probably would. Because kibble is the equivalent of that for a dog. Do some research and do not buy any kibble. And watch the documentary Pet Fooled.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is from Melissa. Basically harmful. One star. Don't do it. My mom's vet told her it was poisoning her dog. The dog was dehydrated, vomiting, diarrhea, and very weak and not himself. This should be banned.
Yeah. Okay, another one. What is the point of this? Pink dog food? Really? No ingredients listed, but others are saying it's red dye that gives it the pink color. So not even natural coloring from food sources for this supposed premium natural dog food? I steer clear of food with dyes in it for my own family. I do the same for my dog. Wait, Mary, did you write that?
I don't even have a dog. But and I put anything in my mouth. But
guys, you heard it here first. That's what she said. Needless to say, this is not that great. So I also heard, but I couldn't find it on any of the reviews, that Court was writing back. Court, the husband.
Oh, okay.
That he was writing back to people and like being like really rude. But I can't seem to find any of his responses. So I wonder if it was like deleted or something.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Another highlight for me was this pet psychic. Oh. Deandra sits down with good old Gypsy.
Uh-huh.
And this woman's just like, how do these people believe that there's dog psychics? I believe in like ghosts and like, I mean, but this dog psychic, like, so Gypsy won't follow Deandra around the house. And the lady's like, oh, okay, let me read into this and see what's happening.
When they have these combos with dogs and the dog, and she's talking to the dog, she's like, yeah. And like, the dog's not talking to you. It's not like it's like, bark, bark, rough, rough. And she's like, yeah. Just like the dog's like
I can't believe that you would like, I can't like that you would think that the dog, like, that's how they would communicate.
No, I'm just saying, like, when she's saying, like, and then all I'm thinking is, like, the dog's, like, probably licking its own asshole right now. Like, right, it's not right, even, no. like,
the gypsy. Editing was amazing. And she's like, well, she didn't bond with her mom, and she got knocked off her nipple a lot.
Deandra's like, this sounds familiar.
She's like, this is my 76-year-old mother. Like, and I was like, oh, my God.
She's like, and all she's hearing in her head is D going, where's the L22? How do you have a product with L22 algae? It's named that, and there's no goddamn product.
No,
first new
we're
product
missing
in
the,
7 years.
The L22.
Like, I'm nervous for Deandra. I also, like... Sometimes I think that housewives are going to snap, right? And, like, Deandra's so cool and, like, level-headed that I'm afraid one day she's just going to put a little of sparkle dog food into her mom's, like, morning meal.
And I love that show snapped.
And, like, yeah, snapped on ID or, like,
yeah.
Wives with knives. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm afraid that she's going to, like, David Bedore her mom.
Yeah, totally.
And
totally.
David Bedore her mom could be a few things, but this sense I'm talking about killing.
Right.
Just need to clarify what I meant.
Right. I understand the Scott Peterson situation. I get it.
Yeah, we know how much you love Scott Peterson, though.
I know.
Wait, okay. So before the event, though, like, Brandy and Cameron have a meetup.
Right.
And I just feel like we need to understand, like, they need to understand and we need to understand they'll never be friends.
I mean, like, Brandy, you can still come to my party.
But please do not bring sexual chocolate because he's not on the guest list.
You're so much better.
Like, white dildos get let into a sparkle dog, but black dildos don't.
You're on fire. You're on fire. I think we're, like, really excited about the weekend.
It's so exciting. I'm like, the fact that I don't have to work for 2 freaking days.
Woohoo!
Party. But anyways, they, like, they're okay. You know, they make up. It's nice. We also have, like, Stephanie, who's dealing with her dyslexic son. And then, yeah. You know, did you like Travis a little bit more? Because, you know, I put all my money on him as the house husband, besides Deandra's, obviously. But I moved on from Mark.
I'm not quite sure who he looks like. He's like, but he has such, like, that plastic surgery look to me.
No.
But, I mean.
I think he loves his wife and he's a family man.
A guy like, I mean, good for you. You repeated third grade twice and. You know, clearly
you
had
teach
some
third,
issues.
You teach third grade.
I did, and I would never fail anyone.
Maybe you should. You had an incident today that maybe you need to fail someone. Maybe she needs to stay back a year.
No.
Just saying.
No. But, you know. Like,
okay. I get what he meant. Like, he's come so far and he's really had to, I think that those things are, like, what forms your life, right? So, like, he's always been like, I have to go again. Like, I have to do my best. I have to do better than the rest.
Right. Okay, no, but when I think it's, like, interesting when Stephanie's like, I mean, all he's behind in is his letters and numbers. I'm like,
what else is he doing? State capitals? Like, he's 2. How old is he? 7, maybe?
Yeah. But also, he'll get it. It will come to him.
Yeah, but
he'll figure it out.
I did laugh because the editors, just the editors of any Real Housewives, any Bravo show, they deserve a fucking Emmy. Okay, so, like, they're just kind of, like, showing Stephanie with, like, the teacher and the son, and they, like, zoom out, and there's just a pile of dog piss behind the couch.
I know.
And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I was like, this is hilarious. And they just kept it in there. And, you know, I bet Stephanie didn't even see it.
I bet it smells like Lisa Vanderpump's house, just like piss.
See, I think Lisa Dog Vanderpump's piss. House smells like Febreze.
I would die if we could go there one day and maybe smell it.
Wait, so you think it smells like dog piss and you still want to smell it? The fact that you don't think that Rocio is on her hands and knees still, like, it shocks me.
No, that place smells like piss. I just know it.
Do you think that
one
Jeff
of her
Lewis...
dogs died? I think she lost 2 dogs in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, pink dog.
Yeah.
And we're still not sure if Jiggy's alive or not. Could just
true.
Be a stuffed animal.
That's true.
I laughed when Leanne was like, hey, Mark, can I talk to you?
Your impressions are on point.
And he's like, okay. She's like, I didn't invite you to my engagement party because like, you get your dick sucked at the Roundup and I don't trust your wife. He's like, so you're trying to convince me to not trust my wife either? She's like, I don't know. I don't know.
No, but she actually, like, beat him in that argument, I feel like. Like, he kind of, like, got put back in a corner and he's like, what are you calling me, like a chop shot doctor? And then she's like, it's just semantics. And
no,
then
because he, like, said, he said, well, your doctor's not a plastic surgeon, he's an OBGYN. And she was like, well, now you're just getting into semantics.
Right. It was, she's like, you don't prescribe a CoverGirl compact to put in your breast implants. Come on.
And how many of your clients get flesh eating bacteria? Because he's at least 4 out of 10. Like, I just was like, and then, like, Carrie's conversation with Brandy, I'm like, I think that Brandy's right. I think Carrie was for sure the nanny, but Carrie's, like, trying to, like, make everything PC and cool. And so she's, yeah, like, how could you? Like, I babysat your kids and I'm not fucking you. And I'm right, like, right. But are you, though? Because sexual chocolate has a lot of stories.
Right,
you think?
Right. No, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of done with Carrie and Mark. I just think they're, like, disgusting.
Carrie tried to, like, shame us on Instagram yesterday, and I was like, don't even try, bitch.
Please, we will put you to shame.
When she said she was working on the beach with a Mac, I commented, didn't know you could do plastic surgery from a computer. And she said, I'm employed by NBC Universal, and I write a weekly blog, as well as write for many other publications. And I'm like, first off,
it's called Bravo.
First off, you're a housewife on Bravo. And yes, you're contractually obligated to write a blog. It's not interesting. I actually don't know that because I've never read it because I have no desire to. And I'd love to see these other publications because you writing Zuri's Instagram is not a publication. The fact that Zuri has more followers than I do, I'm like, you're 4.
But not TJ. She doesn't have more followers than TJ girls, does she?
No, she's not even close to us.
Okay, cool.
Fuck you, 4-year-old.
He sounds so evil right now.
If you're just tuning in, I swear I'm not really telling off a 4-year-old. Now, here's my question. Do you think that Zuri, like, cause she doesn't look like either of them, so she must look like Carrie's old face.
Problem. I think now all these people, like, they get IVF and I think it, like, their kids just don't look completely like how they would if there weren't IVF. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. That's an interesting theory.
I have a lot of theories on IVF, actually.
That's for another pod, though.
I have a theory that, like, obviously you get twins, and then I also have a theory that I think a lot of twins, one of them is gay.
Huh. Interesting. I'd like some studies.
Okay. My theory.
Yeah, like, speaking of kids who don't look like their plastic surgery moms, should we start talking about New Jersey?
Because Melania?
Well, Melissa Gorga's daughter definitely has Melissa's old nose.
Oh, I think she's pretty.
I'm just saying I didn't say anything about her looks. Okay. I'm just saying she has Melissa's old nose.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think Melissa really, it's the chin implant and her hair is so much better.
Oh, you think she got a chin implant?
Yes, I think they all do. That's why they, like, elongate their face. They get a little chin implant.
Well, they didn't go to Vicky's doctor.
No. She got the big one.
Yeah. Okay, so Melania, we start off with, like, Melania is telling Teresa how she sees Nona cooking in the kitchen.
I totally believe in this. Definitely seen someone that has passed.
Which is weird because I usually would equate that to, like, innocence. But you're not innocent. So this must have been when you were younger.
No, it was like a few years ago.
Okay.
No, but I think if you believe, you receive.
I don't think I want to believe then. I feel like I will just conjure up all the evil spirits.
I think that we all have, like, a little psychic power in us.
Oh, I'd agree with that. Do you have deja vu a lot? Like, you
never. No, deja vu means that you're in the right place at the right time. I never have deja vu.
Wait, what is it? Because I have, like, where I'll have dreams, right? But then I wake up and I don't remember them. This is why I'm always glad when I remember my scary dreams, because I'm like, okay, good, that won't happen to me. But I won't remember them. And then something will happen. I'm like, oh my God, I did dream about this.
Interesting.
Never okay, is it okay. winning money or like having a boyfriend right. or like, you know,
losing weight.
Yeah, or like a vacation.
Or being, yeah. Okay.
But, you know, it is what it is. But, okay, so you believe in the supernatural.
Oh, I 100% have a guardian angel. I don't even know how I get home half the nights on Saturdays and Sundays.
That's true. I guess we all have a little guardian angel in us.
Right, right.
Can I tell you about my story it's last called, Saturday? Wait,
it's called Uber drivers. They're your guardian angel. They're God like, bless. Ma'am, you're here. Here, shake her, get her up. Like, oh, thank you, sir.
Okay. So my guardian angel on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So I went out with my friends and I thought I was 22. And I partied like
22.
And I was like, and then I went to the next song, which was like, nobody likes you when you're 23. You know, the Blink 182 song.
Blink 182. Yeah.
Yeah. I got so intoxicated. I don't even. My guardian angel got me over to my friend's house. I was like, you guys, let's order Domino's. Fell asleep 3 minutes later. I woke up at 6 a.m. on my friend's couch. Rude. Nobody put a blanket over me. Ugh. So rude.
Assholes, and my friend who as lives, if.
And my friend who lives a block and a half away from me, I was like, that fucking bitch left me here. How could she? I was so mad. So at 6 a.m. I like grabbed my stuff and I'm like, I'm out of here.
And nobody's awake for you to say that too, huh?
Yeah. So, well, I said it to my Uber driver and he was like, uh-huh. And he thought I think he thought I was walk of shaming. And I didn't want to correct him because I wasn't, but I was okay with him thinking that.
Right. Like, you got to impress those Uber drivers.
Well, I just like wanted them to think that, like, hey, maybe I have a boyfriend or I'm promiscuous. And I was like, no, I got too drunk and I passed out on my friend's couch.
And so like, really, you were upset because you didn't get the Domino's.
Right. And I was like, did you guys even eat the Domino's? They're like, yeah, we ordered cheesy bread and wings. And I was like, what the hell? How did I miss out on this? Anyways, I also found out, too, that my friend was still there. She was just sleeping in our friend's guest room. So really, I left her.
Oh, oh snap, you got her, you got her.
Yeah. And I was like, haha, how does it feel? She's like, well, we both just paid for an Uber ride to the same place, basically. I'm like, that's true.
God, I guess you couldn't walk because a block and a half in LA is
no. The house I was at was like 2 miles.
Oh, okay.
I'm not walking that at 6 a.m. Are you crazy?
No, I wouldn't either.
I was so very drunk either. At that point still too.
Right. Well, you were safe, you took Uber.
Yeah, so my guardian angel got me home well.
And Uber, you can Venmo me $40 for this advertisement.
Yeah. So if you guys want to use Uber, please put in the code TwoJudgyGirls40. It won't do anything for you.
It won't work, but you
put guardian it. Put guardian angel 20. You can try it. It's still, you won't get anything from it, but you'll feel good to type it in.
Wait. So sometimes when I'm like really drunk and I'm like, you know what? I kind of just feel like going and I get the black SUV. It's like so much more
Mary,
expensive.
It's like minimum $20.
Before, oh no, it's minimum of like $50.
And because like, you get the SUV.
Yeah.
And so you excel it.
Yeah. And I pretend like I'm a Kardashian. I pretend like I'm a Kardashian. I'll like me and my sister. I'm like, let's just take it. I'm like, it's just kind of in the mood for that car.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. So then when do you put your sunglasses on? So when you get out of the car, like people think you're somebody.
People think you're important when you're in that car.
They do. I will say they do. I'm like, oh, who's in there?
Totally. It's me. It's just me.
Yeah. One time I got a black car called for me. My friend.
Oh, ooh.
A boy, whatever. He was like, tonight I'm getting you like a black car. It was like 2 a.m. I was like, a regular Uber is fine. He's like, no, I'm going to treat you right. I'm like, wow, okay. Mind you, we live a mile and a half from each other. So he like black card me over. And I was like, wow, this is so classy. The next day he's like, $27. He's like, this is bullshit. He wrote a letter to Uber. And I was like, guess I'm not worth it anymore.
The $27 for the black Uber at 2 a.m.
I'm not worth $27.
Oh, man, that's hard.
Well, you know, didn't work out.
That's okay.
Here I am.
Okay, let's.
Okay, back to.
Yeah. ADD.
Let's talk about other cookies.
Other cookies.
I was talking about cookies, and now let's talk about Siggy's cookie.
Oh my. It's and soggy, sensitive Siggy Slicker. I can't. I'm just.
I'm so over her. Like, the whole. First off, tell me this. When you were a senior in high school, were boys allowed to sleep over at your house, or were you allowed to sleep over at boys' house, especially your boyfriend and or girlfriend, like whatever?
I'm still not allowed to sleep at people's houses, like according to my parents. I've never slept out.
Me neither. And if I've
are you kidding me?
And if I've gone, yeah, if I go home with to stay, like, you know, I go home like to my hometown and I go out with friends, I'm like, oh yeah, she's like, who are you going out with? I like name who it is. She's like, better not stay at any of those boys' house. I'm like, I am 31.
Yeah,
31.
I didn't appreciate this, like Joshua sleeping at the girlfriend's house. I did love her comment. She's like, yeah, the cookies. Okay, now.
Yeah, wow. You get it now? Wow, yeah, here yeah, we yeah, go. Yeah.
And she's like,
hey, is Carmi still there? Your mom? Hey, Carmi, could you get Mary another glass of wine, but don't listen to any of the stories?
You guys, my parents, this is day two. They're sleeping over here. And I'm like, you guys, I have to record this thing. And like, you can't listen. They're like, oh, your blog? I'm like, yeah, it's a blog. That's what it is. Like,
it's an audio blog.
Actually, they're literally waiting for me to finish this so we can go get dinner. And my mom's like, can you make it shorter? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. On it, mom. Like, I was like, don't you want me to be successful
first
one day?
First off, don't rush the process.
This is the avenue. I'm going to make money from this someday. She's like, uh-huh, Mary, sure.
She's like, Mary, how long has it been? Well, it's been almost 10 months or it's been 11 months. And no, we haven't got any sponsors yet. But it doesn't mean that Diff Eyewear is not about to hit send on that email right now.
Yes. Them flat tummy tea.
Like, I want like a self tanner.
Oh, fab fit fun.
I want a fab fit fun box for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so sorry, back to the cookies. Crying. She's like, you know what? Like, he's so into his girlfriend's cookies. Like, he came out of my cookie.
I was like, I felt assaulted from that.
No, you know, like the embarrassing dad that like always just like says too much and crosses the line. That's Soggy Slicker in a female form. Like, oh. she just like
the dad that like is like, wow, you've really grown. And he's like talking because you got big boobs.
Right. Or like,
and you're like, okay.
Totally. Or like, it just, she's just
like, wow, are the men all over you? You're looking great. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I'd like to stick my penis. And you're like, what?
Sorry, or like, too far. When, too far. When I was like, never mind. Okay. Okay. Anyways, I did like to see, I'm kind of siggy, like soggy. Like, we'll get to the party in a little bit.
Yeah.
I did. Our Margaret following us. I liked her and Joe.
Yeah. But again, Joe Joseph.
Too many Joes. There's too many Joes.
We got Joe, and Joe.
Yeah.
We've got Michael Campanillo. That's Siggy's husband. And then Dolores has Frank.
But then she has this new doctor.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm trying to figure out. I thought Dolores was like really pretty last season. Has she been having a lot of work done? Like, she's day by day morphing into Dina Manzo.
I think she just hasn't been wearing makeup on camera.
Okay. But when Siggy was like, oh, so I made up with Margaret, but she said you're a yes person. I'm like, stop stirring the pot, you stupid bee.
Yeah. And like, who would ever call Dolores an ass kisser? I think she's pretty strong.
Wait. Oh, I think she kisses Siggy's ass all the time.
I think that friendship's going to get rattled.
The fact that they said... Go ahead. Sorry.
Like, I don't know why Teresa is like, on Danielle's team. Like, and I do not believe Danielle.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you. I can't decide. So this is what I think really happened. I think Dolores said something like to Danielle, like, yeah, Teresa's got to be concerned about money because she's like the breadwinner, right? Like, yeah. It's all about her. So she's like, yeah, Teresa's obsessed with money, but maybe she meant in the sense of like to keep her family afloat.
How Teresa's still in that home is like beyond me. Like how they've been able to keep the house.
Well, she's got like 7 New York Times bestsellers.
Those make no money. Books don't make money.
No, it's the advance.
Right.
That's what it is. She probably gets like a $2 million advance on those, I bet.
No.
If anybody knows how much of an advance Teresa gets, yes, I bet you she gets millions, at least $1 million advance on her books.
I would love to know that information because I mean, her advertisements are like insane. She has like all of them. She's fat, fun, the skinny tea. Like she is, I mean, I feel bad. She has to work it, but it's like move out of that ginormous home that is like so gaudy and disgusting now. It's so out of style.
Yeah. But like, I do like that her dad lives with her.
Oh, God bless him. He's a sweetheart.
He's so cute. When like, but she does need to get her kids under control.
I know. I feel sensitive towards this because
okay,
she doesn't. Well, I just feel like she's trying the best she can and she just wants the girls to be happy and like not stressed out. So she doesn't know when to say no.
But I think she needs to be like, hey, don't yell in the living room or don't yell when I'm cooking dinner.
Don't play gymnastics while we're in the kitchen and like someone could seriously get hurt, like
yeah,
burning themselves.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, you know, I want Melania to like prosper.
I know. She's wearing the mascara already.
I mean, her shirt said I love tacos and I was like, is she a lesbian? No, she's too young, right?
No, they know. But I don't think she is.
No, I mean, I know she like, no, but I'm saying she's too young to talk about it.
Oh, right.
Like, I mean, and then I was like, wait, did Joe go to prison or is he here? Because I think Melania is the same height as him.
I know. She does like, she looks so just, much like him.
She really takes after him.
Yeah. Stocky.
Yeah. Stocky. Good one. And the brows. But I love Melania. Like, Melania needs a spinoff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel bad for them. I think she's trying the best she can, but. And I would be pissed. I mean, this was kind of great because Melissa was just like, you need to be tough on them. Like, they need to respect you.
I've decided they're doing it for a storyline, though.
No, I feel like then Teresa had her chance in the restaurant to, like, put down Melissa. She's like, I was on time. Why are you 45 minutes late? And she's like, you're never on time. And then I loved, like, Melissa's role. She's like, I'm not being a waitress. And then Teresa's like, all you're going to do is like come in and drink wine with your friends. And she's like, well, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, that sounds like a pretty good plan.
Teresa acts like she's going to be back in the kitchen, like sweating and making tomatoes.
She's got like a hairnet on. She's like, yeah, I gotta make the marinara.
Like, no. Like, there's I don't no believe way. It.
Also, it's like, so you're not, even on the weekends, like, what, your kids are all going to be there doing gymnastics down in between tables? Like,
it also is like, it's like so small and it's like in a strip mall. I'm like, you got like a 20-person restaurant. What it's is gonna
the,
be fine.
What's the name of it? Do we know? Are there, is it they're, open?
They're, it has to be open now. Okay. And it was originally called Salugo.
But they changed it, right?
They changed it. I think it's like Gorgas.
What's it called?
I'm trying to Yelp it.
I am trying to Yelp it right now. Franklin Lakes, like, New Jersey.
Yeah, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
And I'm searching Gorga. Yeah. That's exactly what it means. Gorga's Pasta?
Yeah. Read it.
Well, I'm trying. Okay, it's called.
How many stars?
Gorga's Homemade Pasta and Pizza. 3 out of 5 stars. If you'd like to know the directions, it's 40 hours and 5 minutes from me. Okay, let's see if we can find some reviews here. Oh, okay. 1 star. Oh, this is... Oh, Larry G. This is from Larry G. Holy shit,
Can you read it? Can you read it in a New Jersey accent?
I'll try my best to do a Caroline Manzo. Would give it a 0, but there isn't one to choose. Pretty much this place is riding on the coattails of the RHWNJ. The atmosphere, laid back, seat yourself. Place was empty at 7 p.m. on a Friday night. One waitress said, hello, I'll be right with you. We're slammed tonight. Really? No one was in there. 25 minutes later, we get our drinks. The food. If you open a so-called authentic Italian restaurant in NJ or NYC, it better be good. Too many out of this world, hole in the wall, and fine Italian choices to pick from. I'm a food writer, so ordered quite a bit off the menu to taste everything. Pizza came first, main course last, then appetizers. Go figure. The pizza should be taken. What?
It's like so lame. Okay.
Wait, go ahead. I'm finishing this.
Yeah.
Go figure. The pizza should be taken off the menu. Crust tasted frozen hard. Sauce no taste. Toppings liberal, but not tasty. Pasta fagio was really good, but you can't screw up. Chi-chi bean macaroni soup. Food below average. The bathroom was filthy, like a gas station bathroom with random stuff piled in the corner. These reality show bathrooms never seem to work out well. Okay. I wouldn't recommend a return. I know the Gorgas are hardworking people trying to pay homage to their mom. Advice. Revamp the menu, hire a sharp chef to cook mind-blowing food and specials. Ramp up on waitstaff and have them taste entire food entire menu and memorize it. You can get better diner food in New Jersey. Being famous, putting pics on the wall is simply not enough to make it in the cutthroat restaurant industry. Hopefully the Gorgas take Yelp's reviews serious. Given my feedback, minor changes could make this place a goldmine and possibly turnkey franchise opportunity for others. Get the food and service on point and the business will grow with great word of mouth recommendations. Best regards, Larry G.
Oh my god, Larry G.
Wow, jeez.
That's intense.
A lot of these are not good.
Okay. Well, clearly, I mean, I don't know why they got this idea. I mean,
why would he just buy a restaurant? And then I think it's weird that
he didn't even tell his wife.
I think it's weird that he told Teresa and not his wife.
No, and then
like, is that a storyline? Like, she had to know.
Well, that's going to be a whole storyline. But it makes me sad when they fight because it's like, you know, like you just want to die. Like, Joe's in the slammer. Like, let's just all get along.
Can't we all get along?
Okay, I will say the breakout star this episode is Marge Sr.
I knew that you were going to say that because obviously I'm like, show me how to sex, Marge Sr.
Oh my God, she's like, I'm not a dirty grandma. I'm a sexy grandma. And
so that means that Margaret does have kids.
I know,
but does Margaret have brothers and sisters with kids?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But okay. Marge Sr., she also isn't afraid of things.
If you know what I mean. She's like, oh my God, she's Marge like, Sr. Can I have that sexual chocolate?
No, but it's like a Jersey accent. It's like,
no, it's like a Jersey Florida accent. Like it's like a weird pronunciation. Like
that's like Michigan.
Oh shit. I don't know then. Okay, tell me more about Marge Sr.
I don't know. I thought her bangs did well and I always look
so much alike. Like they're
only 20 years apart.
Yeah, and it shows. Like they look like they could be sisters.
Yeah. Okay. Now I want to get into Cake Gate again.
I am so fucking sick of these are the days where I long for Panty Gate.
I know. But what we're still in Cake Gate, and basically I think Soggy Slicker blacked out of the party. And
you think she blacked out the purse party?
No. She blacked out at the cake gate party. Doesn't remember how. I think she was worse than throwing this cake.
Yeah, she spilled the wine all over the table. Like, she started it.
No. And then she basically stops everyone at her party and, like, does, like, an Instagram survey at her party. And she is asking people if they think it's rude if people throw a cake by a show of hands. And clearly, it's everyone that she invited. She probably prompted them. And they all raise their hands. Poor Melissa Gorga.
Like, if somebody pulled this shit on me, Mary,
and, like,
I would have
lied on the ground. Why is she on the ground? Why is
I would have wived with knived her.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That bitch would be I would call the mob up and I'd be like, I got a hit. This bitch.
It's very Jersey of you.
But, well, you know, I got to say a character while we're in the
city. You get the mob wives in?
Like, I just was like,
get the mob wives in.
Rene Graziano.
Yes.
I would call Drita.
Yes.
Drita. But RIP Big Ange. RIP. But I was like, and also, Siggy, cut your fucking hair. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she bugs. She's just the worst. She's out. She's going to be like
if someone did that to me, I would seriously slap her. I'd be like, how fucking dare you try to embarrass me in front of all these people? And you know what? I'd probably just start like yelling things about her.
How she didn't leave right after that. Like, I mean, I say good for her. And then I say good for her because they stay. And Danielle calls out Dolores and says that you said that Teresa is obsessed with money. And I love Dolores's reaction.
So I would like, now you don't have to do an accent. I think if you could just reenact it for everybody, because maybe someone, clear the throat, yes. Maybe someone didn't get the multitude of like how engaged she was with what she said. That like, I was nervous she was actually going to whack Danielle.
You motherfucker. fucking liar. I never, ever said that. You are a crazy scumbag. Welcome back, scumbag. You're a crazy person. Anyway, she's a starving, hungry bitch. Sleep with one eye open. She's up to no...
You went into a little pirate there, but I liked it. I think you sold it.
And then I didn't like that. Like, Teresa's like, I'm just more confused than ever. I'm like, Teresa, get off the freaking Xanax and wake your head up. Danielle Staub is a piece of shit. She's been married 19 fucking times.
Engaged.
Engaged.
Engaged? 19 times? You prostitution whore?
And you know what? I believe in Dolores diagnosing Danielle. And okay, this was also another Hall of Fame moment. Mm-hmm. Danielle's like, Helen Keller could see that Dolores was lying. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think I've told you this before that maybe I am Helen Keller.
I might need to like quote that tomorrow.
I'm going to try to use that. Like when someone says something, I'm just going to be like, even Helen Keller can tell you're lying. And then I feel like it's going to be a big hit. Thanks, Stop.
It matters your audience for sure.
Yeah.
It's different if we're quoting someone.
Yeah. One time, remember when the dress was blue or black or white and gold or blue or black?
I saw blue.
Yeah. I think I did too. But I posted something and it was a joke tweet from Helen Keller. And she said, doesn't look like anything to me.
Everyone. Then people got offended.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Too soon? She died like 100 years ago.
I used to love, there was a great Helen Keller movie that I really liked when I was
little. Oh, the teacher. Yeah.
Her name's Anne, I think.
Anne Sullivan.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I dressed up. I was Helen. We had to do like famous people in fifth grade. And I wore my mom's colonial. So my mom's prom dress looked like a colonial dress. So I wore it for Colonial Day and when I was Helen Keller. And this is like so like why they never told me in fifth grade. Like I pretended to like feel around for things. And I'm like,
that would like not be PC now.
If I did that now, could you imagine? Like they would have suspended me and pulled me out of school. I'd have to change districts.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of that, I feel like we've reached the end. I know that you have to go meet
my mom. Literally walked through here, and I was like, go away. Don't listen to me. Oh, good. She's like starving. It's 7:45.
Well, okay, she can go eat now. Thank you guys all for sticking with us and sorry for the delay, but I feel like we delivered.
Yes, I agree.
Like Domino's, we delivered. Okay. Okay, time to go.
Okay, have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.